Radio Prague News.
Czech healthcare will be in critical condition if no deal is reached with dissatisfied doctors within the next 10 days, the health minister has said. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has begun a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. And tennis player Tomáš Berdych has reached the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. Czech Health Minister Leoš Heger told TV Prima on Sunday that the country's healthcare would be in critical condition if no deal is reached with dissatisfied hospital doctors within the next 10 days. More than 3,800 physicians have handed in their resignations in a bid to secure salaries up to three times the national average. The resignations are to take effect in March. Mr. Heger said the government, which is to discuss possible courses of action at its Wednesday session, would adopt an emergency plan. The doctors' demands were absolutely unrealistic, according to Minister Heger, who said he realized doctors were underpaid but only promised them higher wages as part of a broader healthcare reform. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg left on Sunday for a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. At a meeting with his Israeli counterpart Avigdor Lieberman in Jerusalem, he discussed the strengthening of economic, scientific and cultural relations between the two countries. The Czech Foreign Minister also said he would like to see a formal upgrade of the relations between Israel and the European Union. Mr. Schwarzenberg is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Prime Minister of the Palestinian National Authority, Salam Fayyad, later on his trip. On Sunday, Mr. Schwarzenberg also opened the newly established Israeli-Czech Trade and Industry Chamber in Tel Aviv. Czech Ambassador to Israel Tomáš Pojar told Czech Radio on Sunday that trade between the two countries was growing and the new chamber should further facilitate contacts between Czech and Israeli companies. 11 out of 14 Social Democrat Party organizations have nominated their candidates for the party chair, the news agency ČTK reported on Sunday. 2 months ahead of a party congress that will elect the new leader, South Moravian Governor Michal Hašek secured 7 nominations, while the party's acting chair Bohuslav Sobotka landed 4. Political analysts see Mr. Hašek as more willing to compromise with the center-right coalition government than his rival, the acting party leader Sobotka. Regional nominations are, however, not binding for delegates at the Congress that will meet in March in the city of Brno. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil from the Civic Democrats is the most trusted member of the Czech government, according to an online poll by the SANEP agency released on Sunday. More than 50% of those who took part in the poll trust the Justice Minister, followed by Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg from the Topo 9 party and Transportation Minister Vít Bárta from Public Affairs. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who ranked top in the previous poll, now came 8th. Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych beat Spain's Fernando Verdasco 6-4, 6-3 and 6-2 at the Australian Open on Sunday and for the first time in his career advanced to the tournament's quarterfinals. Sixth-seed Berdych made a mere 9 unforced errors and scored 11 aces in the match. The 25-year-old Czech said he was playing more aggressively and made fewer errors, which worked great for him. The Czech number one will play third-seed Novak Djokovic from Serbia in the tournament's quarterfinals. My name is Andrej Trev, and that's the end of the news.